people.
I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal.
Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the city is prepared should any protest turn violent after the verdict in the latest Freddie Gray-related officer trial.
And I don't want to see members of the community, either way the verdict goes. I don't want to see them disheartened and become disengaged. So it is a concern of mine, and that's why I continue to say that justice is a process, not a verdict.
Well, Rawlings-Blake said yesterday the city has connected and collaborated with local and regional law enforcement to make sure security measures are in place. National Guard on standby and police canceling all leave for officers. Judge Barry Williams set to issue his verdict this morning in the trial of police van driver Officer Caesar Goodson. He's facing a murder charge after Freddie Gray suffers a spinal injury in the back of that van last year. He later died. A presidential hopeful feeling the burn of reality. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Finally, Bernie Sanders saying it does not appear he's going to be the Democratic presidential nominee. Sanders making that comment during an interview on C-SPAN. He also says he does not know if he will be offered a primetime speaking slot at the Democratic National Convention next month. Still, Sanders is not yet endorsing likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, and he hasn't formally ended his presidential campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And the Supreme Court expected to issue decisions today on some of the 8 cases that are still unannounced. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 65 sunny degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is a chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of near 81, though it's mostly sunny in Flemington, I'd say. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m. and then becoming clear with a low around 57. And Friday will be sunny with a high near 83. Saturday and Sunday look to be about the same, although Sunday it's going to be highs around 88.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winbear and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, even though it was almost 2 weeks ago, I'll recap HCL's Outdoor Art Show. I was there, man. I saw it all. We're getting ready for our outdoor summer concert series at HCL. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer wonders aloud what color a Smurf turns when you choke it. Local businesses can sign up to be a part of our Discounts with Your Library Card promotion. Summer Reading Club information for kids and adults. All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jen.
I missed you. I've been gone.
You missed me. Oh, that's so nice.
How was your program last week? I hear you broke the Nielsen rating. What's the ratings for radio?
I don't know.
You had an author, I understand?
I did, Libby Cudmore.
And what did she write?
She wrote a book called The Big Rewind, which was a nod to Raymond Chandler. And the
Who's
noir.
Raymond Chandler?
He's a noir mystery author, and it's set in hipster Brooklyn. And a young woman received...
What is hipster Brooklyn?
Where they have deconstructed coffee and...
Is that present day or some more time?
No, it's present. It's present day. This young woman receives a mixtape that was meant for her neighbor downstairs. When she goes to deliver it, she finds that the neighbor is dead on the kitchen floor. So the young woman decides to keep the mixtape and see if she can decipher or unscramble who might have killed the young woman.
From the mixtape?
Uh-huh.
Well, how did she know the mixtape had anything to do with her death?
Well, she didn't, but she thought she'd see if there were any clues to it.
What?
Because it must have had a clue to her life in it. Just listen to the interview.
You haven't
listened
to it. I'll listen to this. So if you want to hear all about Jennifer's discussion with Lisa Cudmore, what was her
Libby.
Name? Libby Cudmore. Tune into our archives.
And we had a great debate about Billy Joel, which will please you.
Oh, yeah. Why, she doesn't like Billy Joel? She doesn't like Billy Joel.
So that will please you.
Interesting. How could you not like Billy Joel unless he personally affronted you somehow?
No, it just she finds him too sentimental too.
And who does Libby Cudmore enjoy listening to?
She likes the Smiths. She likes Steely Dan. She's on track to see him 4 times this year.
I always found Steely Dan to be very...
I thought that was excessive, but yeah. I don't try not to judge.
Very excessive, about 4 times excessive. I always found Steely Dan to be... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, aloof or something like that. I don't know.
He's not one of my favorites.
Like, Donald Fagen thinks he's like this great... I don't know. Okay. Let's not go into this. It is a library show, Jennifer.
It is.
What else did I miss while I was gone?
That's about it, I think.
Let's update people on programs coming up this week before we get into...
Would you want to hear about Aerosmith and Walk This Way?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, why did you play Walk This Way
by Aerosmith? Well, first of all, I want to say hello to Jean, who I just got a message from that she's listening out in Pennsylvania. But Walk This Way is for Megan and the Whispering Woods crew. They are one of the winningest teams at game night each Wednesday night at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction.
Oh, you won last night?
I did. I being on the other winningest team. Seriously. The GM, Scott, was winsome as usual, and always good to see our favorite kilt girl, Kat. Game night host Matt Dolan was had his game on last night. And you can also see Matt at the Stanhope House on July 9th doing stand-up comedy with Kareem Yagman and Rich Kirkcurry. And the doors open at 6.
I hope the Tilted Kilt takes care of you for all this free advertising.
Last night I won, won 2 glasses and a t-shirt.
But you won
night.
That. They didn't.
I did.
Did they
donate the prizes. Although the t-shirt...
But are they taking care of you for all this free advertising?
I'm getting a lot of therapy, let me tell you.
Did you bring any trivia questions for me?
I did.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I did.
All right, programs coming up this week, Jennifer. Tonight we have 2 programs. One at the Hunterdon County Library, the main branch in Flemington. We're showing a movie tonight. We're showing Spotlight, the Academy Award-winning Best Picture, Jennifer. Spotlight, that one. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's... I'm on the wrong date. That's next month, Jennifer. They're actually showing that on my birthday. But this month, tonight, June 23rd at 6 p.m., we're showing Joy, starring Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper. Wait, Robert De Niro wasn't in that? Was Robert De Niro in Joy? Oh, he was. That's right. He was.
Who made the flyer?
My mistake was I thought it's the same cast pretty much from Silver Linings Playbook, which was a great movie. And Joy is about an entrepreneur named Joy, I forget her last name, that went on to QVC and made her millions.
We're showing a movie about QVC?
Yes. That's what Joy is about.
And Robert De Niro was in it?
I know.
My, how the mighty
have fallen. I actually cannot remember what role he played. He must have been her father. But he was awesome in Silver Linings Playbook, as was Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, a tour de force for all three of them. And then they all team up for Joy. I don't get the thought process there. But
maybe they liked...
They'll overcome it. They're all good enough actors. They'll overcome. They always can have... It's not a bomb, but it's just... I don't know.
Maybe they liked working with each other.
I'm sure that's part of it. So that's Joy tonight, June 23rd at the Hunterdon County Library at 6 p.m. And if you can't make tonight, we'll be re-showing it at the North County Branch at 2 p.m. this Saturday, June 25th. These movies are free and open to the public. You're welcome to bring a snack and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. The movie series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about are available to view on our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all of the upcoming programs, including story times, outdoor concerts, etc.,
will
be at your fingertips. Or will reveal themselves, wherever we want to put it, Jennifer. Also tonight, but at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., is a Tuning Fork Healing Sound Concert with Scott Hartley. Sympathetic resonance influences the mind and body to relax and enjoy the sound of these pure tones of the tuning forks. I got meditative there. You will feel great as you enjoy the music of the spheres with the healing sounds of the platonic tuning forks. Did you know when we hear them, Jennifer, we are drawn into a still point and our nervous system shifts into a new tone?
I'm drawn into something.
Is that good or bad?
I'm drawn into something. Let me tell
you. If you want to know who Scott Hartley is, if he's qualified to do this, well, he has a BA in philosophy and an MS in natural medicine. So there you go. So once again, this is tonight, Thursday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, Tuning Fork Healing Sound Concert with Scott Hartley. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
For the upcoming week. Besides the children's. I should have brought all the children's.
No, I have them.
Do you?
Tomorrow is at 10 o'clock. The Friday morning book group will be meeting at headquarters. And they're going to be discussing Corelli's Mandolin by Louis de Bernays. Bernays.
Like you never read it, obviously.
I did not. Nor did I see the movie.
Why? Because it's one of those popular books that you shun like my wife.
No, I just never got around to it. But quite possibly. I could say that if you'd like. But I do. There's a program this afternoon at headquarters.
There's a children's program this afternoon. Is that correct, Jennifer?
It is. It's one of the specials. I'm going to find it right now.
All our programs are special,
but
Jennifer.
As opposed to a craft or a story time, it's... It is That's Physics Show with David Malulo.
Physics.
It's 1 to 2 p.m. for ages 4 and up. I don't know if there's still tickets available, but you do need tickets. But starting tomorrow, you can get tickets for the Magic Show next week on Thursday at 1:30 or 3 o'clock for ages 3 and up for On Your Mark, Get Set, Read with Brian Richards. It so doesn't say it's a magic show, but I just
for
have to know what
it is. For ages 3 and up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they need to be accompanied by their parents?
Yes. Yes, you need to be accompanied by a parent at all times in the county library if...
Under the age of nine.
You're under the age of nine.
Thank you, Jennifer. You.
And today, starting today, tickets are available for On Your Mark, Get Set, Read with Brian Richards at the North County Branch, which is Wednesday, June 29th at 1:30 or 3 p.m. It's the same show, different location.
So this is part of the Summer Reading Club program for children at the library. They have a lot of programs and events, and they give prizes when you read books. So if you want more information about the Summer Reading Club for kids, Jennifer, where do you go?
You go to hclibrary.us and click on Kids or Teens for a listing of all the programs, or, of course...
So part of it is they give you a coupon. Jennifer's just not completing thoughts over there.
You don't get coupons.
It just pauses in the middle of sentences.
I'm trying to find it. No, you don't get coupons. You come to the library and you color in. The coupons stay at the library now.
They do.
They do, and you just color in one icon for every five books. Rather than coloring in five books, bringing
And you're
coupon.
On the honor system with these books?
Yes, you are.
Did you ever lie, Jennifer, when you were in the summer reading club when you were little and say you read more books than you did?
No, I never did.
I believe you, actually.
See?
You probably read more books and you didn't want the other kids to feel bad, so you pretended you read less. Did that ever happen?
No, although last night we won, when they draw the tickets at the end of the night, we had run like three times in a row, and when they picked us the fourth time, I gave the ticket to the table behind us.
Oh, see, that's... people don't like you condescending them like that.
No, I wasn't. They were very pleased. They came over and thanked us afterwards.
So this Tilt-A-Kilt's the place to be, huh?
Apparently.
Oh, through all these years, something's got Jennifer going out regularly during the week. I love it.
You like this?
Are you hungover on Thursday mornings?
I'm not.
Are you hungover right now?
I'm not. Does that disappoint you?
A little bit.
Okay. Should we go to our first commercial
Let's
break?
Let's do that.
Okay. We're going to go out with Corey Hart and I Wear My Sunglasses
Why?
Tonight.
Do we have to?
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. That was the second time I said that. That was the first time you heard it. I'll just move on, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about some events that happened on this date, which is June 23rd, in years past, and also some people that were born or who have died on this date. See who Jennifer knows who they are. Don't have much today, Jennifer, but we'll plod through it. Let's go back to 1611. Good year. June 23rd. Let me see, how can I form this in the... Okay, I'll just say it. The mutinous crew, Jennifer, of Henry Hudson. I didn't know he had a mutinous crew, but during their fourth voyage, he sets Henry, his son, and seven loyal crew members adrift in an open boat on what is now Hudson Bay. The question to you is, what happened to Henry Hudson at that point? After his crew committed mutiny, they set him adrift in an open boat on Hudson Bay.
Did he commit suicide?
I don't know, because the answer is they never heard from... No one knows what happened to him
really?
After that.
I didn't know that.
He was never heard from again, Henry Hudson.
Hmm.
Kind of strange.
Do you know the Hudson River isn't really a river?
Where are we going with this? What is it?
It's an estuary because it is deeper than the body of water into which it flows.
Interesting.
Just a little tidbit.
So that's the difference between an estuary and a river? Mm-hmm. Give me another example of another estuary.
I don't know one.
What does the Hudson Bay flow into?
I guess where the...
Long Island Sound or the whatever, the Sandy Hook Bay or what?
Yeah, I guess just where it is. It's not that deep.
Okay. Well, I won't challenge you on that one, Jennifer.
Okay,
Jennifer, on this date in 1683. That's scant 72 years after Henry Hudson disappeared without a trace. Who signs a friendship treaty with the Lenape Indians in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, William Penn.
Yes. How did you know that so quickly?
Because you said Pennsylvania. And friendship.
And William Penn was a friendly guy?
Well, it's the city of brotherly love and everything.
Okay, so 1868, Jennifer. June 23rd, who gets a patent?
What year was it? I'm sorry.
1868. Who receives the... This can be impossible. She probably did it the other way.
Go ahead.
I'll do it the other way. Christopher Latham Sholes receives a patent for what invention on this date in 1868? It is obsolete now, though we use it in another form, kind of. It's one kind of in front of you.
Some kind of
to
microphone.
Your left. Left. Down. To your left more.
Keyboard. Typewriter.
Typewriter is correct, Jennifer. He invented the typewriter in 1868, which is now obsolete. I think the only one I ever know that's in existence is used by our account clerk at the Hunterdon County Library.
We have one in Texas.
It's the only one I've seen in 10 years that's actually still in use. Okay, Jennifer, 1917. Okay, in a game against the Washington Senators, Boston Red Sox pitcher Ernie Shore retires 26 batters in a row. Impressive, right?
He still loses, though, doesn't he?
Incorrect.
No.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
He came in after replacing the starting pitcher who was ejected for punching the umpire. After only one out, who was that pitcher?
Ty Cobb.
Incorrect.
I don't know any other pitchers.
Babe Ruth?
Oh, Babe Ruth was a pitcher.
For the Boston Red Sox, before he was traded to the Yankees. Babe Ruth pitched to one batter, got him out, obviously, Jennifer, and then punched the umpire.
Huh.
Which is kind of strange, because he got the batter out, actually. I don't know. Moving on. Okay, why am I thinking about this? Why do I care?
I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, this is an interesting little tidbit. This is World War II trivia. June 23rd, 1942, a Focke-Wulf FW-190, which was Germany's latest fighter aircraft, is captured intact. How? And they were able to, like, study it and learn how it worked and make, you know, get the technology off this. How did they capture this newly, Germany's latest aircraft?
I don't know.
Probably must be one of the dumbest things ever to happen. The pilot mistakenly landed it in Wales, thinking he was landing in Germany.
I see.
He mistaked the English Channel for, I think, some river in Germany and landed.
Wow.
And they caught him.
That sounded pretty far away.
Okay, and finally, only have one more, Jennifer.
Thank goodness.
Okay, and Nick Wallenda, who I think might have just died, becomes the first man to successfully walk across what on a tightrope?
The two World Trade Center towers.
Not in 2013.
You didn't tell me what
Jennifer.
Year it was.
I did, 2013.
No, you did not.
Okay.
Grand Canyon.
Calm down over there.
The Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon wasn't in existence in 2000. I'm just kidding. The Grand Canyon is correct. Boy, you got jumpy on that one. You're still in trivia mode from last night, aren't you? Okay, some born or die. Born on this date in 1940, Jennifer, Stuart Sutcliffe.
He's a movie star that he was only in one really bit part that only you and Kara know.
Kara does know who this is, but it's not a movie star. Stuart Sutcliffe was the original bass player
for the Beatles.
The story went that he was John Lennon's friend. I know if Kiko's listening, I'm about to get a text, but I'm doing it anyway, Jennifer. So Stuart Sutcliffe was a friend of John Lennon at art college, actually a great artist. And he won an art competition where he won a lot of money. And John Lennon and Paul McCartney talked him into buying a bass guitar and to join their band, which he did. And then they went over to Germany where they
kicked him out.
Started getting good. And he fell in love with a girl over there. And when the Beatles came back to England, Stuart Sutcliffe said, "I'm done. I want to stay in Germany."
Nice.
And he stayed there. And then he died like a year later from a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes. From supposedly a fight him and John Lennon got, and somebody kicked him in the head when they were young ruffians.
Oh, dear.
It's a long story. Interesting story. Stuart Sutcliffe. If you want to know more about
Actually,
Stuart Sutcliffe.
Actually, Kiko, if Kiko's listening, I'm sure
he's not listening because he would have killed me by now.
We have another opinion on that. We'd have two people. It'd be two against the one.
Why? Who else hates the Beatles?
Not hates the Beatles, but thinking it's an interesting story.
But somebody just responded to my story.
No, I didn't think it was that interesting. I'm pretty sure Kiko wouldn't either.
Now I'm losing my train of thought. Oh, by the way, okay, here's your DVD alert. If you want to know more about Stuart Sutcliffe, if your name isn't Jennifer Winberry or Kiko Marilla, and you want to learn more about Stuart Sutcliffe, there actually is a movie about his life. It's called Backbeat. I forget. There's no real big stars in it. But it's a very good movie about the year the Beatles spent in Germany, which was a very formative period for the group. So that's called Backbeat. Do we have that in our collection, Jennifer?
It does not look like it.
Can I request it?
You sure can.
Backbeat. Thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome.
So if you watch Nowhere Boy and then Backbeat, you'll get pretty much the birth of how the Beatles started. Nowhere Boy?
We do have Nowhere Boy.
Okay. Nowhere Boy is the story of John Lennon as a teenager. And then if you watch Backbeat right after that, you get pretty much the whole story how the Beatles became the Beatles.
Did you know his wife just wrote a biography? His first wife just wrote a book, a biography about him?
Cynthia Lennon?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty tough since she died.
Oh, no. It was 10 years ago. Somebody just said it came out. I just heard it just came out. That's odd.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
Maybe it was
called?
Just reprinted. John.
It's called John?
Yeah.
Interesting. Did it get good reviews?
I don't know. It was 10 years
ago. Okay, moving on. Jennifer, I did this one just for you. I didn't want to do it, but I did it.
Thank you.
Died in 1998 on this date, Maureen O'Sullivan.
Thank you. She was
Let's keep it short, please.
Movie star. She was in McClintock.
That's the top movie you say she's in. McClintock.
Parent Trap.
That's a Quiet Man. Isn't that her top movie?
Yes, but she was in McClintock.
What's the most popular Maureen O'Hara movie of all time? Or Maureen O'Sullivan? Wait, do I have the wrong person?
Maureen O'Hara?
Who was the...
Maureen O'Hara. She died just recently. You must be talking about Maureen O'Sullivan.
Oh, I'm confused. Who's Maureen O'Sullivan?
I have no idea.
Wasn't she in... I've got them...
Somebody's still
was in Maureen... Who was in The Parent Trap?
Maureen O'Hara.
Oh, then I'm a mistake, Jennifer. You can get mad at me for that one if you want.
Well, she was in she was Mia Farrow's mother.
Oh, never mind. I don't even know who that is.
She was in Mia Farrow?
Scratch that one.
She was in Tarzan?
Oh, Maureen O'Sullivan. Yeah, that's right. She was Jane in those original Tarzans.
She was Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
All right, I don't care anymore.
She was in Peggy Sue Got Married and Hannah and Her Sisters. Cardinal
she was in
Ridgely.
Peggy Sue Got Married. What role? Maureen O'Sullivan? Was she the mother or the grandmother?
To see.
I think she was, actually. She was the grandmother.
See?
And the grandfather was, it was his last role, was the guy that was in Meet Me in St. Louis. What are we doing to our
Leon
listeners?
Ames? I have no idea what we're doing to our listeners.
They're ready to
I don't know, but
us.
It's Mia Farrow's mother, too. So
I don't care
if you had
that.
Known that.
I don't care about Mia
sure
Farrow.
Sure Mia Farrow cares about it.
She probably does. But our listeners don't, I can tell. And they're ready to hang us here. Died in 2011. Jennifer, I only have two more. Peter Falk.
He was Columbo.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you know about him?
Pink Panther movies?
No.
No.
Anything else about him personally?
No.
What do people know about Peter Falk? He was also in The Princess Bride, another DVD alert, by the way. Peter Falk.
I don't know anything physically about
him. He had a glass eye.
Oh. Okay.
Did you know that?
It vaguely sounds familiar.
Okay, and then finally died in 2015, just last year on this date, Jennifer. It's already been a year. I mean, I know if it's going to find this hard to believe, but Dick Van Patten died.
Yes, because I still remember talking about our days are bright and shining as dimes.
He started his day like bright and shiny new dimes.
Yes.
Which I still don't know how you do that.
Well, and we will never find out now, will we?
Oh, think about it for a minute. Okay. How would you start your day like a bright... Why is that a good thing to start your day like a dime?
Well, because it's a hopeful... Because back in that day, you could make a phone call with a dime. You could do lots of things with a dime.
Well, I appreciate you attempting to answer this question.
And pennies is hard to rhyme. A bright, shiny penny, that's a hard word to rhyme with. Dime and time rhyme.
During the commercial, next commercial
break. We
have
no commercials till 10.
No, we don't. I was going to think of a better rhyme than Bright and Shiny New Dime. Maybe for the next show. Okay, so another.
You tried that last year.
Did I?
Yeah, didn't work.
Check the archives. I didn't succeed.
No.
Here's another look at your Flemington weather. Jennifer says it's sunny, but I think it's overcast out there, Jennifer.
Do you get too much salt water in your ears when your brain is gone?
Why? Be getting mad at me. No. There's a 50% chance of thunderstorms at around 3 p.m. It's going to be hit or miss because I think the storms are mostly south of us, Jennifer, so we might catch the north end of one of these storms in the early afternoon, so watch out for that. Otherwise, the weather will clear, and it looks like the weekend is fine, clear, the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the temperature varying between the low 80s and the low 90s. So summer is here in earnest. Jennifer, how's your garden looking?
It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Next chance of rain looks like Monday afternoon. Welcome back to the Library Show. We have a half hour left, and Jim Gano may or may not join you at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. Do you know the answer to that?
I think he is.
Okay.
I haven't heard otherwise.
Jim Gano. All right. I mentioned at the top of the show that we had our outdoor art show a couple weeks ago. I wanted to just pass on the news that I think it was a overwhelming success, Jennifer. The weather was beautiful. There was a threat of rain later on, but it rained actually never did.
It never came.
Never came.
No, it was great.
But the temperatures were, what adjective am I looking for here? Not too hot, not too cold. What? Temperate?
Moderate. Temperate, moderate.
Okay. Acoustic Road was there, playing all the popular classic rock and easy listening songs for the crowd that they enjoyed. We had over 50 artists, I believe 55 artists joined us. Varying from students to adult amateurs to adult professionals, a quite
eclectic mix.
Thank you.
Are you going to do a montage? I'm using big words for 11-year-old this morning.
Yes, I have 25 pictures that I got ready to go.
You're going to put like a link up on the website so everybody can see?
I'd like to.
You should.
That's a good idea. When our tech person comes back, I'll arrange that with her.
Yeah, she actually isn't checking her email because the Facebook page hasn't been updated.
Right. So we had that. The judges awarded the Best in Show to Kazu. I forget his last name. I should have brought that with me. He's been entering with us every year. He was a student at 100 Central. I believe he goes to college now, though I don't know what college. I know Luis Munoz was the adult professional winner.
Are you doing this from memory?
Alex Tryon, I believe, was the adult amateur winner. And somebody named something Ma, I believe his last name, was the student winner.
Nice. Now, if I had showed up to something...
No, I'm sorry. Alex Tryon was the public's choice winner.
If I had shown up this unprepared, I'd be getting it from you.
Well, people expect a lot more from you than they do from me, Jennifer.
You got way too much salt.
So it was a wonderful show. Great artists. Local artists, let me name a few. That Richard Gerstner was there with his work, and he has a new book coming out.
Yeah, I told him he could set up a, we'll have a signing for him.
Sure. Ed Bomlin and a lot of members of the 100 and Watercolor Society, Joanne Bodner, were in the show as well.
And Tammy Gorman, who enters our photography show.
Carolina Thatch was in the show, if I'm not mistaken. So a lot of great artists. I saw a lot of work being bought and sold. The judges seemed to have a tough time with it since it was a lot of great artwork. But a great day just to walk around. We had the biggest crowd I think we ever had, which was great.
Yes.
So it was just a wonderful day. So if you missed it this year, just remember June of 2017, we'll be doing it all over again. And that's the Huntington County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale. So thanks for everyone. Thanks to Linda Sadevsky, Cheryl Grotchian, and Joan Sable for all their hard work.
And Jim Thatch.
And me, but I don't need to thank myself, Jennifer.
And to the road department, in the engineering department, who put up the fence, snow fences and helped mark out the spaces from Huntington County.
Very good. Did you say you had trivia for me?
I have some trivia for you.
Awesome. Can we
only
do that now?
Only 10 questions. We can, but I think you're going to blow through them very quickly.
Really? I had too much salt in my diet, you said.
Right? In your brain, not your diet. Salt water. According to the movie My Cousin Vinny, what food will no self-respecting...
Grits.
Be more specific, please. The Southerners love grits.
So it's more than just grits?
Yes, it is.
Because the guy said he cooked the grits too fast or something.
The woman, yes.
The woman. Kind of grits?
Instant grits.
Gotcha.
So how long did it take you to cook your grits?
Gotcha.
This one I would think you know.
The laws of physics didn't exist in her kitchen or something, he said.
Yes.
Funny movie. My Cousin Vinny, another DVD alert.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
The two Utes.
Yes.
What's a Ute? Sorry. I digress. Which Disney movie was said to have been made to recoup the financial losses from Fantasia?
Fantasia was two. Was it Bambi?
No, that was
Pinocchio?
No, Bambi was my guess.
Dumbo?
Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct?
It is.
Okay. It had to be. Can't remember the early order. I know Snow White was first. I think Pinocchio was second.
Yes.
Then I think Bambi was third. Then Fantasia. Yes, then Dumbo.
Then Dumbo. Correct. Very good. See, I told you you should have come last night. Which meat sauce is named after the capital of the Emilia-Romagna section of Italy?
What meat sauce?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Bolognese, named after
Gotcha.
Bologna. Which movie has the longest running time of any Oscar
Gone with the Wind
winner for Best Picture? What element has the atomic number one?
Hydrogen.
Correct. Which element is named for the Greek word for new?
Greek word for new?
Like a new shirt, not the Greek letter new.
Oh. New. Neon.
Very good. Wow. Impressive.
Thank you.
The revival of A View from the Bridge won the Tony this year for Best Revival of a Play. Which American playwright wrote A View from the Bridge?
A revival of Best American Play? View from the Bridge. No idea.
He also wrote The Crucible.
Oh, Arthur Miller.
Arthur Miller. Not only are beefsteaks a meat product, they are the name of a variety of which vegetable?
Tomato.
Tomatoes. Which early 2000s movie was the highest grossing romantic comedy of all time?
That's got to be When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle. Am I on the right track?
No.
Romantic comedy, Pretty Woman.
My big, no, that was 90.
My Big Frack Creek Wedding?
Yeah.
Really?
I challenged that.
Ouch.
Which 1984 Steven Spielberg film was banned for a while by the Indian government?
What year?
1984.
Indian government?
Mm-hmm. The country.
The country of India?
Because of the film's depiction of Hindus.
Why am I drawing a blank on the Steven Spielberg?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Gotcha. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I didn't, Jennifer.
I did.
Good.
So I think if you had shown up last night.
Between us, we would have nailed them all.
All of them.
I would have gotten Neon for you.
You would have gotten Neon. The only other one I missed
Those are good questions
was something
today.
About a play by Molière. And as it turns out, the answer is Tartu, which was the alias I used when I was in the Adult Summer Reading Club.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. But you would be the only one who would have gotten that. I didn't, Molière and Tartu.
Oh, your wife just liked I put up a link to the radio show. Your wife just liked it.
She did? She's not listening, though.
No, but she just liked it.
If you're listening, Lori, text me.
That's pretty funny.
Or what's the phone number she can call in?
908-237-0410.
Anyone can call in. If you're listening, you want to call in. If Jean wants to call in, go ahead, Jean. Where's Jean live?
Levittown.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned Jean before.
I did. But I also just mentioned the Adult Summer Reading Club, which is...
What's your alias this year?
Join because you make fun of me. I'm tired of having you make fun of me in public.
I'll just find something else to make fun of you.
I know. So if you go to our website and hclibrary.us, click on Adult Summer Reading Club, you will be taken to the page where you can see a list of books. Click to a list of books that people are reading that they like. You can click on the reading log and download a reading log that you can keep track of the books you're reading. You can see if you won any prizes. You can click on the blog and reviews and see what blogs are. You can learn about Bookerfly, which is a drawing of a butterfly. It's an homage to Flat Stanley. Like Flat Stanley, we encourage you to take Bookerfly with you on your travels and take a picture of him or her with any activity, sports, games, exercises, playgrounds, or teams. it's up to you. I think it'd be very cool if somebody took a Booker fly to the Summer Olympics.
Why? You want them to get the Zika virus?
No. But that's like the penultimate exercise.
I'll take Booker fly. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I could have taken Booker fly to Canada. I didn't know.
You didn't? Do you ever look at our website?
I do. I do it a lot. I look at our website a lot, Jennifer.
So you can still, we've had 6 weekly winners so far on week 3, prizes donated by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and there's still time to join.
So what book are you currently reading?
I just started a book yesterday, Darkness Matters by Alex Maywood.
Is it good?
It is, but I can't talk about it because it's not coming out till the end of next month, the end of August, actually. And I know the rules.
Thank you.
So, but I do have a list of books that are coming out in July that we have on order that librarians across...
Can you put a hold on these now?
You can put a hold on any of these books. We have all of them.
Awesome. So if you're listening to the radio show and you want to get early on this hold list, now's the time.
Now's the time to do it. The top pick was Dark Matter by Blake Crouch.
Is that the one you just said you're reading?
No. It was a different one.
What did you say you were reading?
Darkness Matters.
So there's a Darkness Matters and a Dark Matter?
I think that's no, I'm not sure. The Darkest Secret. That's what I'm reading.
I'm not reading it too closely, obviously.
No. But Dark Matters is a techno thriller. Once on the fast track to academic stardom, Jason Dezen finds his quiet family life and career upended when a stranger kidnaps him. Suddenly, Jason's idle what-ifs become panicked what-nows as a humble quantum physics professor from a small Chicago college gets to explore the roads not taken with a mind-bending invention that opens doors to other worlds. This fun science fiction thriller is also a thoughtful page-turner with heart. And that's coming out next month.
That's a lot of adjectives.
It is. And that is recommended by Elizabeth Easton of Rogers Memorial Library in Southampton, New York. And next week, the August list will be out. Okay. 2 weeks from today.
So?
So we'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, good. But you're only giving this one?
Would you like another one?
Sure.
Another one, Truly Madly Guilty by Leanne Moriarty.
In relation to Moriarty, that Sherlock Holmes nemesis?
Probably not, but I can't say for sure.
That was probably a fictional character anyway, or no? Was Moriarty a real character?
I don't really think so. But she's also the author of The Husband's Secret and The Big Little Lies, which have been very popular.
So what was The Husband's Secret?
I don't know. I didn't read that one.
Oh.
This one I read. But a typical, and this is set in Australia. A typical afternoon barbecue among friends, it becomes something much bigger when one pivotal moment of inattention leads to repercussions for all in attendance.
What happened?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me the pivotal moment?
No.
Really? Is that important? Is it a spoiler?
Yes, it's a spoiler. And it flashes back between today, like present day, and the day of the barbecue. And it slowly reveals the events that happened, and I thought something else happened than what really happened. So when I realized what really happened, it was a double surprise. Like when I thought I knew what happened, I was surprised, and then when I found out what really happened, and then there's even one more surprise. It's one surprise after another once you get halfway through the book.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Very good. You're welcome. So do you want to go to the last commercial break, and then when we come back, we can talk about the Garden Expo and Comic Fest?
And the summer outdoor concerts.
And the summer outdoor concerts. Cannot forget them.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In less than 15 minutes, Jim Gonneau will be joining us to take care of business.
I recommend either the Asbury Ale House or the Beer Garden. There's a German beer garden in Asbury Park.
I don't have to go to Asbury Park for a beer garden anymore. I believe the
beer
garden.
It's not open yet.
I think it's open.
What do you think of that idea?
I think it's opening at 5 o'clock tomorrow, isn't it?
Is that correct?
I thought I saw that.
Flemington, New Jersey is getting a new beer garden on Main Street. Jennifer thinks it's opening tomorrow.
I kind of think it is. And did you know Lowe's helped? Lowe's coordinated all the renovations of it and everything.
Oh, it's good community effort by them.
It was.
Appreciate that. Okay, Jennifer, but we have some events coming up at the Hunterdon County Library. Let's start with the summer concert series. This year we have 3 concerts on consecutive Wednesdays in the beginning of August, August 3rd, 10th, and 17th to be exact. All our summer concerts start at 6:30 p.m. Sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We invite you to bring a blanket or a chair and maybe some food and drink and enjoy the shows. Wednesday, August 3rd is the Summer Swing Orchestra with the big band sounds of the 1940s, always popular. So that's August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. And then the next Wednesday, August 10th, the Blauenberg Band, New Jersey's oldest community band.
It was honey being collected.
Why are you playing music over
I'm
me?
I'm not playing. Oh, do you know what? An ad opened up. Sorry.
It's okay, Jennifer. I'm quite used to this. The Blauenberg Band. So think John Philip Sousa and patriotic marches, etc. Very lively concert. That's Wednesday, August 10th. And then finally, Wednesday, August 17th, British Invasion and the American Response. More than just the Beatles. They'll play songs from the 60s from America and England with a tribute to the Beatles at the end. Great show. We've had them every year. The British Invasion years are called now. They were at Community Day. Great band. You don't want to miss them. And added incentive, Nina's Waffle Truck, food truck will be on hand. So when you finish your pizza or subs or whatever you bring to eat, come have an ice cream as well. So that's Wednesday, August 17th at 6:30 p.m. Circle these shows on your calendar. You're not going to want to miss them. Once again, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
And if it rains on the first for the first 2 concerts, they will have to be canceled.
Yes, but we're not talking about that, are we?
It's not going to rain, but you might want to sign up for the British Invasion, because in the event of inclement weather, we will have it inside.
We will have that concert indoors, but with no food truck, unfortunately.
No. Okay.
So it's just now we've brought it all down to the negative.
Stop.
It's negative.
No, but if people don't know they have to sign up and then they show up and they're the 131st person and we can't squeeze them in, they're going to be disappointed.
Yes. Cross that bridge when we come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get 5 people there the way we negatively ended that promotion.
Stop. Do stop, Jim.
Moving on, Jennifer.
Move on. Tell me about the Garden Fest. Garden Expo.
Oh, you don't think I'm prepared? Well, I have it right here, Jennifer. The North County Branch Library Garden Expo is Saturday, July 23rd, scant month away from today, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Jennifer, that's in Clinton, New Jersey. Did you
it
know
is.
That?
I do, as a matter of fact, 65 Halsted Street. And you can see the tree, the maple tree that was planted on Arbor Day there that is thriving.
How's it doing? It's
very
thriving?
Well. Mm-hmm.
you can actually tell that it's grown?
It's still alive.
Great. So, Jennifer, on this day at the Garden Expo, experts in the various fields of gardening will present will be presenting at the North Canyon Branch Library to answer all your garden questions. There'll be Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County, the Native Plant Society of New Jersey, the Hunterdon County Shade Tree Commission, the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation, an orchid expert, Carol Stober, cacti and succulents expert, Jeff Van Newkirk, organic gardening with Marlene Franco. Well, how do we know Marlene Franco? Why does that name sound familiar?
Because they've done programs here before.
Is she a singer or something?
No, she's the gardening
program. Oh, okay. The Northwest New Jersey Beekeepers Association will be here as well. And Jackie Cashmer of the New Jersey Bat Sanctuary. She'll have a big brown bat with her, Jennifer.
Yeah, guess where I won't be.
For oohing and aahing for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, what does that mean? Bats are incredibly important to gardening and agriculture.
No, it's 10 minutes at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. The bat will be.
So how is this bat, Jennifer, incredibly important to gardening and agriculture if he's stuck in a cage? How's he helping?
This particular one may not be.
Okay. And then finally, there's a presenter on aquaponics, the farming of the future. So this is all Saturday, July 23rd, from 9:30 a.m. It's 9:30 a.m. on here to 3 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So if you want to know anything about gardening, which most people do, Jennifer, what subject most interests you? Like, who would you single out to talk to?
Who would I single out to talk to? Let me get my list.
Organic gardening?
Probably the Master Gardeners or the Native Plant Society. Right.
So circle this date in your calendar
as well.
I have
a lot of plants that need to be identified, whether I should pull them or not. You should also circle August 6th on your website. It is our second annual Comic Fest, co-sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown. And leading up to it, we're going to be showing three movies to get you ready. On Thursday evening at 6:30, June 30th, we will be showing Batman, and visitors will receive a cutout Batarang. On Saturday, July 23rd at 2 p.m., we will be showing The Rocketeer, and visitors will receive a coloring jetpack. On Saturday, July 23rd at 2 p.m., we will be playing Summer Wars, and visitors can see a Totoro display. And then you come back a week later, on August 6th, and we will have, the library will be turned into a comic fest. There will be cosplay contest, games, crafts, panels, prizes for all, face painting by Man of Faces. There will be featured guests such as Kevin McCluskey, John Schmidtberger, Darren Alk, Joseph Sillo, Robert Feldman, Brendan and Brian Frame, Mandy Apgar, John Salvino, and Shannon O'Connell. And Marvel Comics just sent me a box of giveaways for some of the prizes.
Very nice.
And First Second Books has said they will send some, and I believe the my mind went blank. What's the name of the Comic Fusion in Flemington? I believe they will be doing a gaming area.
Are they going to have raffles for those? How did you work that last year?
Not very well. We're going to go buy ticket, just plain old raffle tickets this year. We're going to do better. But I think some of them will be for cosplay. We'll get some of those. The comics Marvel sent are for teenagers and young adults.
Very good. So. That sounds like a great day. August 6th, you said?
August 6th from 10 to 4.
Okay, and the last thing I had today, Jennifer, is discounts with your library card promotion. We do this every September. September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. The Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. Very, very topical since we are part of the Chamber of Commerce here with this radio show. During the month of September, Jennifer, when a customer presents their library card at your local business, I'm talking obviously to local businessmen now, Jennifer, they will receive a predetermined discount or giveaway of your choosing. Examples being 10% off or buy one, get one free, etc. Participation for your local business is free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which includes brochures, posters, and links to our website. Press releases are sent to various newspapers, including the Democrat Review, Courier News, and Star Ledger. Many Hunterdon County businesses participated the last several years to great success. So how would you like to join this? Right now, the form is not on the webpage. We'll get that up as soon as possible.
No, but I'm pretty sure that if you participated last year, you had a form mailed to you last week.
Mm-hmm. So
So be sure to fill that out and turn it in, because, like I said, this is free advertising for you. You almost feel like you're the Tilted Kilt getting free advertising.
And Jim Gonneau, who follows us, participates in this every year.
Yes, he produces every year. So just we'll take care of all the legwork. All you need to do, the only thing you need to do is fill out the form. And you are all set. And we will do the rest. And you'll have throngs of patrons visiting your businesses, showing their Hunter and Kennedy library cards. So it's a win-win. It's a win for you. It's a win for the library. It's a win for the people. So it's a win-win-win.
Win-win-win.
It's a triple win.
That's right.
One of those rare triple wins, Jennifer, that you rarely see.
I wish I had a bell that I could, like, ding or something for you.
Just pretend?
Okay,
I don't have any more stuff.
You don't have any more stuff?
So you got to carry...
Are you still on vacation?
Yeah, you got to carry us to the rest of the way.
All right. We have some more... We have some summer blockbusters coming. These are all on the library catalog, ready to place holds for.
Awesome.
That you can take to the beach. We have some mysteries and thrillers, and these are all by well-known authors. End of Watch by Stephen King. The House of Secrets by Brad Meltzer. Ink and Bone by Lisa Unger. Foreign Agent by Brad Thor. And these have all come out already. Next week, Private Rio by James Patterson comes out. And Ghosts of War by Brad Taylor. And then in July, you can look forward to All Is Not Forgotten by Wendy Walker, The Black Widow by Daniel Silva, Guilty Minds by Joseph Finder, Night and Day by Iris Johansson, another James Patterson Bullseye, that's a Michael Bennett, Smooth Operator by Stuart Woods, Insidious by Catherine Coulter, Sting by Sandra Brown, and A Great Reckoning by Louise Penny. That's an Armand Gamache part of that series, and it is set in Montreal. And if you haven't read that yet, you should definitely pick up that series. And every week when our Facebook guru is here, you can check it sometime between Friday and Tuesday morning, and we'll put up new books coming this week at the library. And then we also put up a link to the new e-books and downloadable audiobooks that are available through hclibrary.us. So you can click on those links and be the first, one of the first people on your block to have the film or the book or the downloadable audiobook. I bet you don't have your music ready.
I do have my music.
You do?
Ready.
Shocking.
I was seeing if we needed more time. I could have filled in with DVDs, but we can do
that
next week.
Okay, now you can do DVDs.
No, it's almost time.
I have two more minutes.
Two more minutes? Some new DVDs in our collection, Jennifer. I don't really know any of these. Oh, Deadpool. I've heard of that one. 50 Shades of Black.
We had Deadpool at our Comic Fest last year.
Oh, awesome. Fletch from 1985, a classic movie they would just added to our collection.
Chevy Chase.
Joy is now in our collection. Krampus, which is that horror movie that's just terrible. Krampus actually went to Nazi Germany to kill some old woman that didn't do something. Why didn't he kill Hitler? I'm not happy with Krampus about that.
Okay.
What other movies? Selena, Steve Jobs, Zoolander 2, and then some television series that we've added to our collection. It's not just movies, but TV series as well. Cinderella, Glee, Lizzie Borden Chronicles, that's a series. Madam Secretary, Mr. Selfridge, my wife loves that show. Orange is the New Black, NYPD Blue, etc., etc. So check out the library's DVD collection next time you stop in. It's quite extensive.
All right, and I think I hear Jim Gonneau out in the hallway. If not, it will be a rewind. But thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
His golden years out on the reef and not in the lobster pot. The rare lobster is being returned to the Atlantic Ocean about a mile and a half offshore. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908. 908-